Good morning and welcome. It's good to have you all here this morning. And if you're watching online, welcome as well. You know, in times like these, you know, when this times like with the coronavirus, there's always a couple of verses of scriptures that I turn to. And those two verses of scripture, I'm not preaching about them, but just to share them with you, is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And then in verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I think the words of comfort in times like this, words that brings peace into our hearts, knowing that God is in control. But today I'm going to share about facing the giants head on. And you know, when I talk about giants, what I'm talking about, all the problems, all the stuff that we face almost on a daily basis. And so we want to start by reading 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. That's 1 Samuel chapter 17. "Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Succoth. Okay, I'll start again. "Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Succoth in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes Damim between Succoth and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs he wore bronze greaves, and bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, 'Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us.' Then the Philistine said, 'This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other.' On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified." So we see here Goliath is the Philistine's champion, isn't he? And he's a mighty big one at that. He stands over 9 foot tall. In fact, in some text, it says he was 9 foot 9 inches high, 2.06 meters. Now, if you compare him to me, I'm 5 foot 8, put another 4 feet. And you have an idea how big this giant was. And his armor was heavy enough to make you tired reading about it. As we're reading about the armor there, it just makes you tired. which we read in verses 5 to 7. "And for 40 days, it has been war of words, with only one man doing most of the talking. That's, of course, Goliath. Once in the morning and once in the evening, Goliath presents himself, and he calls out, the Israelite soldiers, which were stationed opposite hillside, remember? And he defiantly mocks the Israelites and their God. And so day after day, for 40 days, Goliath had uttered the same challenge, which we see in verses 8 to 10. Because according to Goliath, there was no need for a great deal of bloodshed. Why not let this conflict be settled by a fight between two champions? Goliath, of course, and whoever Israel chose to be their champion. And then we see in verse 4 there, we all know that Goliath was the Philistine champion. It tells us there. We also know that Saul should have been Israel's champion. He was the king of Israel, after all, who was expected to lead the army into battle, wasn't he? But Saul was afraid, and I think I would have been too. And he had no intention to rise to the challenge put forth by Goliath there. And his fear was contagious as well. For all the Israelite soldiers were afraid as well. They're all afraid of Goliath, and of course they fled from him. No one was going to challenge him for a fight. I mean, you look at this giant man and you just walk away. You know, I was always told, if someone is bigger than you, don't fight them. Just walk away. Don't argue with them. But it's somewhat amazing that this would have gone on for a whole 40 days. And read the whole chapter when you go home. You'll get more out of it. So now we are going to read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 and 46. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." What? You think this young shepherd boy, all this guts I was trying to find out how big this David was, but I couldn't find anywhere how tall or how. But he wasn't afraid, was he? So we read here the words of this young shepherd boy, David, and his huge problem. He had a huge problem called Goliath. And remember, this is the same David that became king of Israel. And the same David that was a man after God's own heart. Also the same David that said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And no matter how many times we read the story, you can read it over and over again, and you always get something different out of the story. Every day of our lives, we run into our own giants, don't we? And these giants come in different sizes and different shapes. And these giants are different. The giants I face are different to the giants you face. We all of us face different giants. And these giants, or these problems, whatever you want to call them, always seem to show up uninvited. And let me just say this. You don't have to be 16 years old, or 18 years old, or 21 years old to face giants in your life. You know, when I was young, my father used to say, "You are so lucky. You don't have to face any problems or responsibilities." And he used to repeat that, not just to me, to all our brothers and sisters. "You are so lucky." Yeah, and that I have to go to work, day and night, working hard, and problems come along. But you don't have to face any of that, being a young boy. Even though, as I said before, I started working as a 13-year-old full-time job. But you don't have to be young to face problems. We make the mistake of thinking that young people don't have problems at all. but young people have problems also. And some of the things young people are facing today, we didn't have to face when we were young. For example, remember, used to be, you know, a time when crack was a hole in the wall. Crack is not a wall, hole in the wall anymore. Used to be a time when Coke was a soft drink. You know, young people today are facing challenges. In fact, it seems like problems get worse and worse. And that's why we need to spend time in encouraging our young people. Be a mentor to someone. Encourage your children. Encourage your grandchildren. You know, every time I have time to spend time with my grandchildren, even just picking them up from school, I'll try to put positive stuff into them, because all around them is negative stuff. That's all you hear, very negative. And these kids growing up hearing all this negative stuff. So be a mentor for a young person. It might be your own child or grandchild. It might be someone else. You know, every time we turn around, we battle giants. At school, kids battle giants. At work, people battle giants. At home, we battle giants as well. And if it's not one problem, it's another. You know, you get over one problem, get over one giant, and another comes along. Have you noticed that? But when we look at this shepherd boy, now, as I said, we don't know how old he was. I tried to find out how old he was. But to join the army, you had to be at least 20. So if he was in the army, he would have been at least 20. The Bible said he was a shepherd boy. And when we look at this shepherd boy, the odds looked like they were stacked up against David, weren't they? Stacked up against him. Things did not look good at all. In fact, the situation looked mighty bad for David. And sometimes we feel like that. We just can't win, can we? This giant, as I said, was almost 10 foot tall. And then on top of that, this giant didn't have a problem letting everybody know how bad he was. And let me tell you something here. A problem is always bigger when you let that problem convince you of how bad it is. It's always bigger. So for 40 days and nights, we see Goliath let people know how bad he was. He let the people of Israel know that I am Goliath, and I have never been beat before. I have crushed armies with my single hand. Scary just to hear him talking. But you know, a lot of times we do the same thing. We let the giants in our lives defeat us before the battle even starts. And it happens to all of us when, you know, we're worried about something or we're concerned about something, and we let our mind just go everywhere. I shared with you the time my kids went to, I'm sure I shared it with you, my kids were in youth group, and they went out one day and with Elder Gary Carwell, who was the leader at the time, and they went somewhere, and they were supposed to come 9 o'clock or something at home, and didn't come home, 9:30, 10 o'clock, they still haven't turned up, and I'm thinking, oh my God, they had an accident. They're in hospital, and my mind was going everywhere. This couldn't be happening. I'm looking at the time, and this couldn't be happening. And in fact, I had to lay on the bed because I thought I was going to faint. That's what fear does to you. Almost felt like I'm going to faint, so I stayed close to the bed. And then, anyway, I don't know what time it was. I hear a knock on the door, and they came. I said, where you been? They said, they went to a concert, I think. And they said, we were a bit hungry, so we stopped at McDonald's. But you see, fear is terrible when you let your mind wander around. So the Israelite army here was defeated before the battle was even fought. You know, a lot of times we do the same. We let the giants in our lives defeat us before the battle even starts, as I just said. A lot of us, young and not so young, have allowed our giants to defeat us. That's why we see people leaving churches. You know, I know in the past 30 years since I've been a Christian, I've seen Christians leaving churches because of their problems, leaving God, just abandoning God. Say, well, God is not there for me. If God was there for me, how come I have these troubles and these problems? You know, it's just, they just give up. They give up ministry. I know people even in ministry that gave up because of these giants that kept coming at them. But we need to realize, and this is important, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if we believe that, if we stand on those words, you know, we will never give up. Never. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I know that the odds don't look good for us sometimes. But we have Jesus on our side. We have Jesus on our side. And we need to stand on that. We need to believe that in every situation that Jesus is on our side. And, you know, we can learn so much from David. David didn't give up when the giant came in his life, did he? He faced the giant. He fought the giant. And he stood on God's word. And that's a lesson for us that we need to stand and proclaim God's word, proclaim God's promises when these giants come at us. And David purposed in his mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. Doesn't matter what giants he was going to face. No matter what giants we face, I will bless the Lord at all times. Let's say that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. And whenever a giant comes towards you, just tell him, I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what. And David remembered that God was faithful in his past. David had hope in a hopeless situation, because he knew that God is faithful. God is always faithful. And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, it says this, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Whether we know it or not, we have a past that is filled with God's faithfulness, God's mercy, and God's goodness. You know, battling giant ain't nothing new to us. Is battling giant anything new to any of us here? I don't think so. But we survived, didn't we, through those battles. We survived. We are still here. Not because we're so good. Not because we're so kind. We are still here because of God's faithfulness towards us. And we are here because of God's grace and God's mercy. God loves us so much. You know, even though we offended him so much. I know I have. And I know probably all of us can say that. We offended him so much. And yet he loves us so much. You know, God loved Paul. Paul said, I am the chief sinner. I am the chief sinner, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And yet God loved Paul, didn't he? Peter, what about Peter? He said, depart from me, I am a sinful man. In Luke chapter 5, verse 8. And yet God loved Peter. What about Isaiah? Isaiah say, who is me? I am a man of unclean lips. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. Yet God loved Isaiah, didn't he? And what about Moses? Moses said, Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. And even David. David said, I have a wicked heart. And yet God loved him. God loved them. And you know what? God loves you. And God loves me. In spite of the many times we've sinned against him. In spite of the many times we wronged him. God still loves us. You know, many times in life, we will face giants. We will face giants that sometimes seems impossible to conquer. But God promises in his word that we already have the victory in Christ. You know, if you've given your life to Christ, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you confess your sins and repented, You know, if you accepted that Jesus died for you and you asked the Holy Spirit to come into your life, then you have the victory today, not tomorrow. You have the victory today. When giants come at you, tell them, I have the victory in Christ. We have the victory in Christ. You know, faith sometimes doesn't seem to be the best option, sometimes, but is the only option. Faith is the only option that will really bring true victory. We all know what it's like to face a challenge, don't we? That seems impossible, impossible to defeat. Many times in the Bible, we see what happened to David against Goliath. We're just reading about him now. What happened to Gideon against the Midianites? What happened to Moses against Pharaoh? In each of these situations, God conquered for those who put their faith in him. And he will conquer for you. And here are some, we're just going to share some scriptures this morning quickly that can encourage us when we're facing our own giants. And the first one is in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you for wherever you go. Here God encourages and promises Joshua for the present, for the future, and for a lifetime. You know, fear is not God's, it's not God's will for us. He has not given us, the Bible says, a spirit of fear. Instead, he intends for us to live with his power, with his love, and with his self-control. And another verse in Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, where it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, the Lord is my light, my salvation, and my stronghold. You know what light indicates? Light indicates deliverance from darkness. Whom shall I be afraid? You know, since the Lord will rescue us from our troubles, there is no reason to be afraid. Faith or fear. These are our options. Faith or fear. Either we can know the living God as our light, salvation, and strength, or we are going to live in fear. Just in conclusion this morning, if you are battling giants, maybe battling an illness, maybe fighting addictions, maybe you feel that you are under frequent attacks, you might be struggling in your relationship, or you might be in constant pain. Maybe there's a family member that doesn't know the Lord yet, and you've been praying for years and nothing's been happening, and you're struggling in the area of your faith. Then you need an all-powerful, caring, and loving helper. And you have him. You have him in Jesus Christ. Because he is Lord over every situation you can think of. And he is the solution to every problem, trouble, or difficulty you may be facing. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You know, sometimes life can seem to be almost out of control, but it's not. Take hope. There is a Lord who's been given all authority. Jesus is Lord over sickness, over demons, over captivity to habits, over depression. Jesus is Lord of all. Whatever you are facing, Jesus is Lord over that situation. Are you facing any giants today? How do your giants compare with Goliath? Remember what David said when he faced Goliath. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not sometimes, not when situation looks good, but at all times, whatever you're facing, whatever the situation is, may we pray.